This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Friday the United States will reopen its land and air borders on November 8th to foreign visitors fully vaccinated against COVID-19, ending a more than 18-month ban on travel from much of the globe that separated families, hobbled tourism, and strained diplomatic ties. In an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus, U.S. borders were closed after March 2020 to travelers from large parts of the world, including the European Union, Britain and China, India and Brazil. Overland visitors from Mexico and Canada were also banned. Not all the technical and logistical details of the new policy have been announced, but officials have previously outlined it, saying that vaccinated air passengers will need to be tested within 3 days before travel, and airlines will be required to put in place contact tracing systems. U.S. health authorities have said that all vaccines approved by the Food and Drug Administration and the World Health Organization would be accepted for entry by air. Current U.S. President Joe Biden said former U.S. President Bill Clinton was, quote, doing fine in a California hospital on Friday after being admitted with a non-coronavirus infection earlier this week. Clinton, who is 75 and left office in 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday evening for the infection, according to a spokesman. His doctors say he went to the hospital after suffering from fatigue and has received both IV antibiotics and fluids. It's not immediately clear when Clinton will be released. Biden, who spoke with Clinton on Friday, said the former president will likely go home soon. Find more at VOA.